$13 an hour. That's the average pay for educators who teach low-income preschool students across Massachusetts. Governor Baker is trying to raise that to closer to $14 an hour. WBUR Edify reporter Tanya Mosley has this look at what that 6% raise could mean.
Natalie Gaston drives an hour each morning from her home in Maynard to Jamaica Plain, where she's a preschool teacher at The Nurturery, a child care center for low-income families.
This is my passion, working with children.
Gaston lives so far away from work because it's more affordable, and she's worked at The Nurturery for 25 years because she loves it. The best part of her day? Hearing her 2- and 3-year-old students giggle and catching that first glimpse of their faces.
The love that they receive at home, we're able to do it for them, and we're able to receive them.
And she does all of this, even though her pay isn't that great. Gaston holds a bachelor's degree in early childhood education, so she makes about $44,000 a year. That is well above the state average for child care workers of $26,000. Even still, with 4 boys of her own, her salary doesn't go very far.
I have to work a second job in order for me to meet my family's needs.
Gaston's boss says he owes her and her co-workers a debt of gratitude. But Chief Operating Officer Paul Leach also says that gratitude can only go so far.
We cannot abuse the passion that our teachers have by not paying them what they need to be paid.
The Nurturery receives a subsidy from the state to help serve low-income families in 5 greater Boston locations. It's a constant challenge, Leach says, to lure and retain good teachers. At any given time, the Nurturery has 20 teacher job openings. Leach is tired of hearing politicians talk about the importance of early childhood education.
People will say that, and yet, ironically, less and less money is being put towards it over the last 10 or 15 years.
Which is why Leach is ecstatic to hear that Governor Baker is proposing devoting $28 million towards increasing early education teacher pay by 6%. Right now, half of all early childhood centers in Massachusetts receive subsidies from the state. These centers serve about 65,000 children. Massachusetts Association of Early Education and Care Director William Eddy points out that 37% of daycare workers are also on public assistance. And on average, daycare centers in the state see a 30% annual turnover rate. Eddy wants you to imagine what it would be like if there were 3 teachers that cycled through a first grade class every year.
Parents would never put up with it. Would never put up with that. They'd be storming the school committee. Yet, for children who are 2 years younger in preschool, where brain development is even greater, it is a normal occurrence to have 3 preschool teachers in that classroom a year.
Eddie's organization has been working with House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who has called for more state funding to compensate child care workers. Other legislators are calling for measures like a statewide tax on earnings over $1 million to help fund early education. The $28 million Governor Baker is proposing would come from a savings by the state education department when it implemented a new computer system to streamline workflow. Gaston looks forward to the idea of a 6% pay raise, but stresses she doesn't do it for the pay.
Well, there's a lot of kids that don't have a stable home. So when they come here, we spend time with them. We play with them. We talk to them. We nurture them. So at the end of the day, I see the smile on their face. So that makes me happy.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.